This is William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track. Email us at studio@williamhill.co.uk. Tweet us at Will Hill Racing.
The first race of Royal Ascot is the Queen Anne Stakes. It's at 2:30 on Tuesday. It's a Group 1 over a mile, and the market headed by Solo, who's 6-4, 9-4 for Able Friend, 5-1 for Knight of Thunder. Tomo is 8-1. A-Rod is 10s, 14s for Cable Bay, 16s for Esoteric, and 20s or bigger for the others. Solo has been very impressive in France so far. I suppose the Shades of Goldiecover, being trained by Freddie Head and wearing the same silks.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, horses that have been racing around the globe, I very rarely take that much notice of them because I can't do speed figures. So I've been a figures-based man. It's usually very difficult for me to do tracks like Longchamp and Chanty, blah, blah, blah. But luckily for me, this horse ran at Maidan over the winter, and I do keep all the Maidan times quite closely. And this horse did a sensational time when winning a very, very competitive Group 1. He slaughtered the Great Gatsby in the Dubai Turf. All the best horses were there, Claude de Sera, Yura Charlene, Moish, and, of course, the Irish Champion Stakes with himself. And he couldn't have won any more easier. He's then obviously had a break. He came to Longchamp the other day in a Group 1, Prix des Fahan. And although Sirius de Zegla wasn't at his best, Solo once again proved that he's probably one of the best milers, if not the best miler in the world, and he's very much a worthy favourite for me. Freddie Head's got a tremendous record with the horses he brings over to this country, and Maxime Guyon rides him with a massive amount of confidence. He knows he's on a bit of a Rolls Royce, so I think the market has got this one right, and if he's in the same kind of form that he has been on his last two starts, the English Raiders are in trouble.
At 6-4 about him, would you find any other value in there, or would you just straight favourite wins the first?
I think he'll probably win the first, yeah. If I was looking for a little bit of value down the line, Richard Hannon obviously has a strong hand, or strongest hand. Most punters will look towards Knight of Thunder. Of course, he won the lock-ins, but I actually prefer Tormore out of the two. I thought Richard Hughes didn't have much option from his high draw in the lock-ins when he was stranded towards the middle of the track, and as it happened, he actually raced away from the pace. They all challenged on the far side. And that ended up being the where to be. So Tormore did really well to rally as well. He was up with the speed, and yet he came back at Knight of Thunder, who had much the easier, more conservative run through. So 10-1, I'd probably look towards Tormore as the alternative each way to the Fav.
Do you have any opinion on Able Friend as well, who's prominent in the market? Don't really know too much about him.
I don't know much about him, no. I've got no numbers, obviously, for him. He's been racing in Charting predominantly. He's won his last five. But listening and reading Richard Hughes' column in the Racing Post, he doesn't give him any chance at all. He's not frightened of him whatsoever. He just said he can't win for one reason or another. So if Richard Hughes reckons that, that's good enough for me. So he takes out a massive chunk of the market at 9-4.
Yeah, fair enough. Solo to win the Queen Anne then. Moving on to the Coventry Stakes next, which is at 3-5 on the first day. It's a Group 2 for the two-year-olds. The market headed by Round 2, who's 9-4. 9-2 for Finnegan. Logout Island is 6-1. 8s for Air Force Blue and Burattino and War Department. Eltazam is 12s. 14s for Washington DC. And 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Which of the two-year-olds stands out to you, Andy?
Well, from a figures perspective, Mark, Round 2 has got a little bit to improve upon, in my opinion, to justify his price in the market. He's very, very short for what he's actually achieved. Yes, he's been impressive looking, and his nice win has worked out really well. He obviously beat Argentina and Waterloo Bridge, and they've both gone on to win subsequently. And he lowered the colours of Washington DC next time out, who also has won subsequently. I'm not sure whether he's going to be as good as Dawn Approach, and I think a lot of people are putting two and two together and seeing that he's now running in the colours of Godolphin. And you know, he's going to follow suit, but he's just desperately short. The three top-rated horses on my numbers, actually two of them are from the Richard Hannon stable, and it's very difficult to split them. You've got Logout Island, who produced a massive speed figure in winning over the course early on in the year. He beat the likes of Burattino and Gifted Master, who obviously went into that race off the back of good figures at Newmarket. And he won by 4.5 lengths, making virtually all the running, quickening up nicely. He looks as though he'll get further. He's bred to do so. I think he's going to take a major hand in the finish. But my main selection at the prices would be Richard Hannon's supposed second string, who runs in the colours of Al Shikab Racing. Franco Dettori will ride. Obviously, I don't know the draw at the moment. But providing he does get a good draw, I think Eltazam is very much a massive player. He was a night-catching third in that really good race. It was won by Birchwood at Newbury early on in the year. You know, that contained a lot of good two-year-olds. And then he won a race at Haydock in a very fast time the other day, breaking his maiden tag. He was only workmanlike because winning at 4-11, but already that race is beginning to work out well. Dark Defender, who was six, he's won subsequently. And the horse that finished last, Abernathy, absolutely tailed off last of the 10. He won the other day at Sandown. So we've had two runners out of the race. They've both won, backing up the speed figure. And he's a lovely strapping son of Kodiak as well, this Eltazam. I think he could shake up the market leaders. And of the Irish Raiders, I think Air Force Blue is out. Is one to consider. He beat that Rockaway Valley of Jessica Harrington's on debut, and he has won, and not only he has won, Tonkinese has won the third. So figures-wise and form-wise, he can be a massive player for a yard that has got a great record in the Coventry. So I'd probably play Eltazam and Air Force Blue against the field.
Couple against field friendly then in the Coventry. Moving on to the King's Stand Stakes next. This is the 340. It's part of the British Champion Series in Global Sprint Challenge, a Group 1 contest over 5 furlongs. Soul Power heads the market at 7-2, bidding to become the first horse to win the King's Stand 3 years in a row. Muthmia is 5-1, 7-1 for Brazen Bow and Shamal Wind. Mecca's Angel is 8-1, 10s for Tiggy Wiggy, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Can Soul Power write himself into a bit of history here?
Well, it'd be great if he did. There's a lot of confidence behind him. I think he's one of the most popular horses in training, if not the most popular. He's won back-to-back King Stands, and he doesn't seem to be getting any slower, does he, at the ripe old age of 8? He had a nice prep the other day at the Curra. The ground was soft. It was 6 furlongs, 2 factors that don't really suit Soul Power. But he still ran creditably behind Muster Jeeb, and that would have blown away the cobwebs. Should have put him absolutely cherry ripe. And, of course, he managed to win the Group 1 in Maidan on his previous start before that. Richard Hughes gets on particularly well with him. He knows exactly how to ride him. He doesn't like being crowded, so he likes to drop him out the back. He's the archetypal Ascot horse, isn't he? Ascot winners, yeah, mostly on the straight track don't have anything to do with the early speed. They come through very strongly at the end on that uphill climb when horses are dying. So, providing he gets the right draw and he gets the toe into the race, he's very much the one to beat.
It's a real spectacle seeing Soul Power come off the pace, isn't it, as well? The way he has to find the gaps and he weaves his way through, and then that pace at the end.
Well, he must be a thrill for the jockey, and he's a thrill for punters that back him, yeah, as well, because you feel as though you're buying to the ride, don't you, as well? You're almost on the back of him yourself. But it's going to be a maximum field, and you know there are plenty of others with chances if Soul Power doesn't turn up on his A game.
Do you back him then, or do you side with something else?
Well, I certainly think if you're having a bet in the race, you've got to include Soul Power in your betting strategy, because you kick yourself if he won. He's going to be 4-5-1, and you know you won't want to miss him if he did win, and he's the one that the rest have got to beat. Of the others, Muthmi has obviously been a strong tip from many. He's yet to race at Ascot, which is a slight concern. I like to do back horses that have had previous at this meeting, but he won well in Chantilly the other day. Won a massive price. I'm just going to throw this one to the mix. She's got quite a bit to find on the bare bones of her form, but she did finish third in the Norfolk back in 2013, and I thought she was hugely unlucky the other day at Haydock in the race that was won by Pearl Secret. That was the Temple Stakes. Windfire's the horse in question. I think with a clear run, Davy Brown's Charge would have nearly won that race. And she could have just slipped under the radar, along with Mecca's Angels as well, if the ground isn't too bad for her. But she would need a little bit more cut in the ground as we speak at this very moment in time. But, I'd have to play Soul Power. But looking at a massive price, you know, you could be talking 20-25-1. I don't know what the odds are for Windfire, but she'd be a one to consider for those that like a bit more of a speculative interest.
25-1.
There you go, 25-1.
Could do worse than that, can't
you? Could do worse.
Good stuff. The St. James's Palace Stakes is the last race we're going to look at on the Tuesday. This is a Group 1 for the three-year-olds over a mile. And the market headed by Glen Eagles, who's 4-7. 3-1 for Make Believe. Consort is 5s. And then 14-1 for Eshted Car. And Highland Reel and Ivorwood and 20s or bigger for the others. Just looking at the list of previous winners here as well. You've got Kingman, Dawn Approach, Frankel, Camford Cliffs. Some real high-quality three-year-olds have won this, Andy. Is Glen Eagles in that bracket?
Well, if you believe Aidan O'Brien, yes. He's unbeaten since he got beat on his debut. And everything he's done has been nothing other than top class. He's the winner of four Group 1s, including the English and the Irish 2,000 guineas. I actually thought he was more impressive at Newmarket than he was on the Curragh, where he was a bit more workmanlike. Perhaps he was still feeling that run at Newmarket. Hopefully he would have been freshened up since. You know, it'd be a fool to say he's not a worthy favourite, but he has got a bit of competition, most likely from Andre Favre's Make Believe, of course, was the winner of the French version, beating New Bay, who went on to win the Irish, the French Derby. And it was a very competitive field this year. His figures are good, and he looks a nice horse, you know, in the making. We've also got Consort in there as well, who's very much the dark horse of the race. He won a listed race at Sandown the other day. The further he went, the better he looked. Obviously, he's got to make, you know, take a massive step up in class for winning a listed to Group 1 company, but Sir Michael Stout doesn't waste many bullets in these kind of races, and he obviously thinks he's up to standard. And it'd be lovely for, you know, Highclere Thoroughbred Racing with their massive amount of connections if that horse was to run a respectable race, which I'm sure he will. But, yeah, Glen Eagles would probably be the pick, but maybe Consort could be the each-way alternative.
Mm. I'm looking forward to seeing Glen Eagles, actually, because he's the best mile we've seen this year, isn't he?
He is, yeah, by a long chalk.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.